Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, praise God. The Word works, and I sure am glad you're here. Praise the Lord. The Word is working in your life by faith, and I claim it in Jesus' name. We're talking about mind renewal equals spirit dominion. Mind renewal equals spirit dominion. When we get our minds renewed to the Word, then our spirits can dominate in our lives. And that's what we want, because we don't want to walk through this life trying to wage warfare with the enemy in the natural, because he is the God of this world, of the natural system. But praise God, we have the God of the universe within us. Hallelujah. We have the kingdom of God in us, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Well, I'm starting to get excited and get off where we're talking about. Let's get over here, back over. We've been talking about mind renewal. If you've been following us in this series, we said we're a spirit, soul, and body. We're in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, Romans 10. We said Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. We need to be changed and renewed and renovated, transfigured and transformed by the renewing of our minds, and get the right mental attitude. We said that when we get the Word in our spirit, we get the will of God, and we can prove out that will of God in our life. We can prove out the good, the acceptable or permissive will of God, and the perfect will of God. And we do that by renewing our mind so that our life lines up with the good, acceptable or perfect will of God. Hallelujah. A friend of mine was teaching something recently, and I really enjoyed hearing it. He was talking about mind traces, things of our past. You know, thank God we've been forgiven of our past, and we've been set free from our past when we're born again and when we ask forgiveness. But sometimes those lies try to hang on to us and create traces or paths, we could say. And the paths grow wider. He illustrated this. He'd been reading a book about it. But the paths grow wider and wider. But then when we get in the Word of God, we've got to get that path to grow wider and get rid of those other traces and the lies that have come against us. How do you do that? By renewing your mind. And how do you renew your mind? I'm glad you asked that question. We talked about that in the first session. Hear the Word, speak the Word, study the Word, meditate the Word, and act on the Word. And then we talked about casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself and tries to bring itself up over the Word of God. And we also talked about what to think on over in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Last time I was trying to get into James chapter 1, verse 22 through 25, and we got sidetracked a little bit and went back over to James chapter 1, verse 13, and we talked about lust of other things. We talked about lust, which you could say that's one of the five ways Satan comes. You know, over in Mark chapter 4, he lists five ways that Satan comes against us: the afflictions, cares of this world. Afflictions, persecutions, cares of this world, deceitfulness of riches, and lust of other things. And they try to choke and stop the Word, get the Word out of us. That's five ways that Satan comes. If you study that over in the parable of the sower in Mark chapter 4, he talks about the different kinds of ground and the different kinds of attacks that the enemy brings against that seed that you sow in your spirit man. But then we started talking about saving of the soul, and we talked about how when we may lust for something. We could lust for money. We could lust for all sorts of things. That desire, overwhelming desire, that becomes our idol over the Word of God. It becomes something we begin to worship. So we need to make sure that we can get the Word of God in us and not let those five ways Satan comes, including the lust for other things, which some people can have a lust for money because they have a lust for things and they need the money to buy the things with. And then the things end up having them. Interesting. All right. So, well, that's a whole nother topic we need to get off on one day, I guess. But anyway, let's look at James chapter 1, verse 22 again. But be doers of the Word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any is a hearer of the Word and not a doer, he's like a man beholding his natural face in a mirror. For he, beholding himself, goes his way and immediately forgets what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. I think James is writing here and really just showing a great comparison about we look in a mirror. Some people, when they're getting ready for work or getting ready for their day at school or their day's activities, they'll look in the mirror and shave, or if they're a man, or they may comb their hair and do something to their face. And they're looking in the mirror, and then they move on into other activities of the day, and they forget about that. They just, you know, and of course, some people look in the mirror all the time. We won't get into that. But anyway, and when we look in the mirror of God's Word, we should see ourselves, see who we are in Christ. It's the mirror of the Word of God, the way He sees you. And we need to renew our mind to the way God sees us. Sometimes I like to illustrate that by holding the Bible up and saying, this is your mirror, and when you look in it, don't forget who you are. Remember who you are in Christ when the battle comes, when the heat gets turned up by the enemy, when life and circumstances try to attack you or stop you from going forward. Praise God, we've got victory. See, that's we can say we have victory. Our faith is working. Faith works by love. That's the mirror, and that's what we're to walk in. Those are characteristics of the body of Christ, of the saints, of you, the born-again believer. We're to stand on the Word, look in the Word, and see what it says about us, and walk in that. Praise God. We can do it. We can do this, not in our own strength, but in God's strength and with God's help. But it takes continuing in that Word. Look what it says again. I've emphasized this numerous times, but look in verse 25. Whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty, that's the Word, that and continues in it, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, shall be blessed in his deed. Part of mind renewal is acting on that Word, and we act on that Word by looking in that Word, seeing who we are and who God expects us to be and wants us to be and is hoping we'll be and pulling for us to be. He's rooting us on. And the saints, praise God, who've gone on before us, they're doing the same thing. Hallelujah. That's exciting, isn't it? All right. So continue in that Word. It's so important to continue in the Word of God. Put that Word in you daily. Put that Word in you by hearing it, by reading it, by speaking it out loud, by meditating on it, by thinking on it, by acting on it. Praise the Lord. All right, now let's go back to James chapter 1, verse 6 through 8. I'm going to start with verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing this, the testing of your faith produces patience or puts patience to work. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, lacking nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and upbraids not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith. You know, whatever we ask of God, it needs to be in faith. Hallelujah. Nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with a wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Anything of the Lord. He won't receive anything of the Lord. Let him ask in faith. You know, he's talking about in the middle of a trial, in the middle of a test or a trial that's coming at you, that, praise God, you need to have patience in it. And if you lack wisdom or what to do in the middle of it, ask of God, ask him, okay, what do I do here? Go back to the Word, go back to the mirror, and ask in faith and believe you have received it by faith, according to Mark 11:24. And don't waver, because when you waver, you're like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. One time, my uncle took me out 28 to 30 miles out and off the shore to go fishing. And we were with some other folks, and we got into it was coming in, approaching us. And as it was coming, I actually fell asleep up on the bridge, or whatever they call it on this boat. It's not a tuna tower. I can't think what the name of it is now, but I fell asleep up there beside the guy who was driving the boat. And when I woke up, the boat was getting tossed every which way. Why? Because the wind had picked up the waves. And we were going back and forth. And it was difficult to get the boat even turned around to head back to shore. And that's what happens when waves of demonic forces and trials and tests that are coming against you, that are brought on by the devil, your mind wants to waver. It wants to waver in what you're doing. You end up being double-minded. Well, verse 8 says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So let not that man, verse 7 says, think that he'll receive anything of the Lord. So it's important for us not to waver. And the way we do that is to get on the Word of God and stand on it and act on it and get it in our spirit man. And you can do this, praise God. You can do it today. You may say, well, I've got an area of my life I need to work on. Well, praise God, get in the Word about it. Look up Scripture about it. Stand on the Word. If you're getting tested and tried, you know, you don't have to sin. You don't have to back up. Go forward in Jesus' name. Well, I've got to preaching on me here. I don't know what happened here, but you can do this because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So once again, we're trying to kind of pull this in here. What do you do in the heat of the battle? You cast down imaginations. You fight the spiritual warfare, not the natural warfare that the enemy's trying to come, because it's spiritual. You take your thoughts captive. You think on those things that are true, honest, lovely, just, pure, and of good report, and virtuous and praiseworthy. You look in the spiritual mirror and you renew your mind. Start today renewing your mind to the way God sees you, and don't be double-minded. Hallelujah. Father God, I pray for this believer right now listening to this podcast episode that they will stand on the Word, look in the spiritual mirror, see who they are in Christ, and not waver. I pray that for all of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.